Today on Rappler. Chinese officials say it will release an audio recording of a Philippine official agreeing to a new deal on the West Philippine Sea. The parties of President Marcos and House Speaker Romualdez forge an alliance for the 2025 midterm elections. The Supreme Court finally defines red tagging as a threat to an individual's constitutional rights. Hundreds brave the heat to claim what they call hidden wealth from the Banco Central. And Bianca Bustamante earns her first podium finish at the 2024 F1 Academy race in Miami. The word war between the Philippines and China intensifies as Chinese officials tell Bloomberg News it may soon release a phone call with Western Command Commander Alberto Carlos about a supposed agreement to ease tensions in Ayungin Shoal. In a transcript of the call obtained by Manila Times, Carlos allegedly agreed to limit the number of Philippine Coast Guard ships and civilian vessels for resupply missions and to notify China at least 2 days in advance of a resupply mission to the BRP Sierra Madre. Carlos also allegedly said the agreement has the approval of Armed Forces of the Philippines Chief General Romeo Bronner, Defense Secretary Gibo Chidoro, National Security Advisor Eduardo Año, and another name which the transcript redacted. Carlos is currently on personal leave. Meantime, the AFP says it will not comment on unsubstantiated, unverified, and questionable sources. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s Partido Federal ng Pilipinas and Speaker Martin Romualdez's Lakas CMD political parties signed an agreement on Wednesday, May 8, formalizing an alliance for the 2025 midterm elections. Lakas CMD, where Romualdez is party president, is the most dominant bloc in the House with 100 members, accounting for one-third of the chamber's members. Marcos earlier said the alliance is eyeing to recruit other power blocs in Congress. Marcos has yet to announce the senatorial candidates he would be backing. PFP and Lakas CMD were part of the Uniteam Alliance in 2022, which catapulted Marcos and running mate Vice President Sara Duterte to the country's top post in a landslide victory. But Duterte has had a falling out with Romualdez and First Lady Lisa Araneta Marcos, raising doubts on the viability of the Uniteam Alliance for next year's polls. The Supreme Court finally defines red tagging. In a 39-page decision penned by Associate Justice Rodil Zalameda, the High Court defines red tagging as an act that threatens a person's constitutional right to life, liberty, and security. It adds red tagging is the use of threats and intimidation to discourage subversive activities, and whether such threats ripen into actual abduction or killing of supposed Reds is largely uncertain. For years, progressive individuals and activities have been fighting red tagging, where people in power link individuals to communist groups. Red-tagged individuals end up arrested, sued, abducted, or worse, killed. This was the first time that a Philippine court has explicitly defined red-tagging. When authorities were called out for red-tagging, they denied red-tagging's existence because there was no legal framework that defined it. This now provides a legal basis for individuals who will challenge the act. Hundreds of Filipinos gather in front of the Banco Central ng Pilipinas in Manila on Wednesday morning, May 8, to claim the supposed hidden wealth intended for the public. Under the heat, people, mostly elderly, clutching umbrellas, march from the Quirino Grandstand to the BSP building along Mabini Street. They reportedly come from different provinces across the country. Among them was Gilbert Langres, who alleges the central bank is hiding 19.5 trillion pesos. He holds a document, supposedly a 2005 certification from the Treasury Department, but he is evasive when asked about the document's origins. Addressing the massive gathering outside its office, the BSP clarifies it does not directly distribute money to the people. Hidden wealth from the so-called Taliano gold is one myth that surrounded the Marcos family. It is supposedly hidden in the BSP. Bianca Bustamante earns her first podium finish in the 2024 F1 Academy season as she places second in race 2 of the second round in Miami, USA on Sunday, May 5. Representing McLaren in Art Grand Prix, she crosses the finish line just less than 4 seconds behind top placer Abby Pulling. Her second place finish comes just before McLaren ace Lando Norris won his first Formula 1 win. After the race, Bianca says, quote, "This one is all for you. I want to thank everyone that has been supporting Laban Pilipinas. Bianca showcased grit and resilience in race 1, securing a 9th place finish despite falling to the bottom of the grid after a late start. Garnering 21 points in Miami, Bianca sits at 5th in the Drivers' Championship with 39 points, behind Pulling, Doreen Pin, Maya Wegg, and Chloe Chambers. And that's today's wrap. I'm Kara Oliver. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.